It's time now for Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa. Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa is brought to you each Friday in part by Franklin County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, Butler County Conservation, Franklin REC, Butler County REC, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, and Hampton Hardware. Hampton Hardware has it.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Schaefer with KLMJ, and welcome to the Outdoors North Iowa program. Joining us today will be Annette Whitrock, a naturalist with Butler County. Thanks for joining us today, Annette.
Oh, it's good to be in here.
So the month of February is not just about Valentine's Day. Many of us also celebrate Groundhog's Day with Punxsutawney Phil. What did Phil predict this year, and is he going to be right?
Well, Punxsutawney Phil is a well-known predictor of the upcoming spring season. It is said that if he sees his shadow, winter is going to last longer. But if he does not see his shadow, spring will be here earlier. Groundhog Day has been celebrated since the 1800s. And since 1887, Phil has correctly predicted the coming season with 35% to 40% accuracy. But of course, there is no scientific proof that the groundhog can correctly predict weather, but it's a fun tradition. Groundhogs are not the only animal that humans believe can tell us about the weather and seasons, though. And this year, Phil saw a shadow, and that means 6 more weeks of winter.
Well, that's pretty hard to believe today, the way that the weather is out here now and the forecast for next week. But what other animals are supposed to be able to tell us about the weather?
There are probably too many of us to talk about today, but I'll try to narrow it down a little. I think one of the ones many of us look for in the fall to tell us how bad the winter season will be is the woolly bear caterpillar. They're a fuzzy brown and black caterpillar that we find each fall crossing the sidewalks, roads, our lawns, looking for a suitable place to hibernate. It's said that the color of their furry bodies will tell us how harsh the winter will be. Some even believe the thickness of the fur is an indicator of the winter to come. So this little caterpillar has 13 body segments, which is said to represent the 13 weeks of winter. So the color of each segment is important. So if the body segment is black, that's said to represent the harsher winter weather. And if it's brown, it represents a milder winter. So if the first 9 segments are black, the middle 3 are brown, and the last one is black, that would mean that the first 9 weeks of winter are going to be cold and snowy, the next 3 will be milder, and the last week will be bad again. But if you catch 10 woolly bear caterpillars on the same day, they'll probably all have a slightly different pattern, so how would you choose which one to believe? Again, no scientific proof that the color will predict the weather, but is most likely based on what they eat, their age, and environmental conditions. What we do know about these caterpillars is that they hibernate through the winter before they make their cocoon and become an Isabella tiger moth in the spring. So they're pretty hardy survivors. Of course, robins are said to be a good sign of spring being near, but they're sometimes year-round residents depending on where you live. But if they're catching worms, that probably means that the ground is at least no longer frozen, which may be a sign of spring. Many other birds are said to fly lower or gather in groups or go inland before storms. Some people say that crows will build their nests lower if the summer's going to be wet. Geese are said to migrate early if the winter's going to be early or more harsh. Turkey vultures are said to never get snow on their back. And since they eat carrion, which they find by smell, they're less likely to migrate back north before the temperatures get warm. Crickets can actually tell you the temperature. This one's proven. There's a calculation you can do. It's known as the Dolbear's Law. So you count the number of cricket chirps in 15 seconds and add 40 to that, and that's your temperature in degrees Fahrenheit. Of course, I could go on, because fish, sharks, spiders, ants, ladybugs, frogs, toads, cows, rabbits, so many other animals, they have lore attached to them that says they can somehow predict the seasons or the weather. Some of them have more scientific proof than others, but most of them are probably just interesting traditions and lore that have yet to be proven.
Well, it's funny that you talked about those little woolies, because I remember being over at the Pikes Peak State Park over in McGregor, and my grandkids seeing them on the sidewalk. Of course, we had to go and collect them because they wanted to keep them. It's kind of interesting that you talk about the different colors and whatever and how it might supposedly tell you how much of a winter we're going to have. How can our listeners find out more about Butler County Conservation Board and what you have coming up?
So I say the best place to find all things Butler County Conservation is on mycountyparks.com. If you search Butler County on that site, you'll find all of our parks, campgrounds, hunting areas, programs, events, and so much more. It's also where you can make your camping and shelter reservations and register for upcoming programs. Note that our summer camp registrations start in March, and they are all done through mycountyparks.com. To get the most up-to-date information, follow Butler County Conservation Board on Facebook and Instagram. There's also Facebook pages for Heary Woods State Park and for the Rolling Prairie Bike Trail. And of course, you can always give us a call in the office. That's 319-346-6551. Or you can email me at awitrock@butlercounty.iowa.gov.
Annette, thanks for joining us today. And I guess we'll see whether Phil's predictions come true or not. And thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to the Outdoors North Iowa on KLMJ. Have a great weekend.
Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa has been brought to you today and every Friday in part by your hometown Hampton Hardware Store, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, Butler County REC, Franklin REC, Butler County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, and Franklin County Conservation.